reigning rookie of the year in the NLL, Mark Matthews, joins us. Mark, how are you? Have you ever castrated a pig or a cow, Mark?
I have not. No.
No.
I haven't lived.
Oh, you have not lived. you Ontario soft boys, you gotta toughen up a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
Mark, you guys have you've pretty much been castrating your opposition every game. You guys have obviously are off to a very good start. You've won close games. You've won blowout games. Talk about the confidence level of this team right now and how practice is tonight. Like, you guys must, you're probably just sitting there at home right now with your lacrosse stick waiting to get to practice. You're so excited.
Yeah, we're pretty excited as a team, I bet, to, not only get to, hopefully get to 9-0, but I'm sure some guys are pretty excited to, meet those cheerleaders and, get a big win in front of a big crowd tonight. Tomorrow night, sorry.
Now, you guys are on a hell of a roll, but how do you, as a team, keep your edge where you don't let your guard down?
Oh, we just keep playing every game like it's, just a normal game. Doesn't matter if it's, we're 8-0 or not. It's, it's still, at the end of the day, still a game, and, we're still looking to, get better each and every week. And, with a great opportunity this weekend to, hopefully, like you said, go 9-0.
Mark, looking at Vancouver, you guys obviously didn't get the start you wanted in that game, trailing 7-1 at the half. But then you really took over in that game. I thought that was your best half of the season. Would you agree with that? And if so, what did you like about your game in that second half?
I mean, we as a team, I guess we were off to a slow start when Brody came in, and when he makes a couple saves, it's kind of on the offense then to kind of step up and make some plays. And when we get a lot of good shots, you hit a lot of posts, and Richards makes a lot of good saves, it's something's bound to go in. And in that third quarter, is we kind of kept peppering them, and when that's, like I said, when you get a lot of good shots, it's something's bound to go in, and that's what happened for us in that third and fourth quarter.
How much do you study the opposition goalie? I mean, this weekend, I believe it's Tyler Richards is going to be lighting up. Do you take a lot of video and see where his weaknesses are?
I don't. I'm not a big a big believer in doing all that. No one really plays the exact same every week, so and you don't get the same shots as you would every week. So it's a little different as an offensive guy compared to a defensive guy. But played against him four times last year, and once already this year. It's you kind of get to know him and kind of get to know his tendencies, and hopefully this week he get some good shots and hopefully a couple of them go in.
Mark Matthews joins us. Rush looking to go 9-0 tomorrow night against Vancouver. He was really the reason. I know you guys were trailing 7-1 at one point in that game, Mark, but you guys had some outstanding looks. What did you guys – was your shot selection different in the second half against Richards? Did you attack him at all? How come suddenly more success offensively in that second half despite pretty much the same amount of looks?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great goalie, and he makes great saves when he should, and like every goalie does. But when, we were getting a lot of good looks, like you said, and when you keep getting those good looks and you keep doing what what we do best is, get to the net and get to the middle and get good scoring chances. And, when you get to enough of those, some of them are bound to go in. And, when you kind of get to a goalie like that, he's, you get to him a couple of times and, he starts to doubt himself a little bit. And that's what happened. We, we kept, kept peppering him, kept shooting. And, when that happens, some are bound to go in.
Mark Matthews joins us. Mark, you guys made a little change on the power play. You moved to the side, had Corey Conway at the top, and you guys had a lot of success. Talk about the difference looks and how it impacts you at all and why you guys had so much success with it.
I like it. It's, like you said, it changes things up. We did it all, all last year I was on the top, and beginning of this year I was on the top. And like you said, it changes up the look for the defensemen, and, it gives, Connie and Churchy some, better looks from up the top. And, when they're doing that and they're great shooters, they're, they're bound to score. And if, they don't take them out, it's, I cut through the middle and I'm open, or Riley's on the backside from, a pass from Nieder. It's a lot of good looks and a lot of chances from our, from our power play.
Mark, obviously one of the top players in the league. You get a lot of attention from the defenses. Are there any matchups you really look forward to? I know certain players you're just like, I can't wait to play against this guy that maybe you don't really like him, or you've had a run-in with him or two in the past?
I wouldn't say there's anybody that I'd say I don't like or that I like playing against. It's more of the guys that, that like to beat you up a bit on defense that are more, more up my alley to play against, because they're easier to pick and they're a little bit easier to beat because they're not too worried about you beating them. They're just worried about kind of hurting you or slashing you in the arm. those guys are, Vancouver doesn't have many of them, so it's, it's a little tougher to, get a good pick on them or, kind of beat them one-on-one. So, this weekend should be pretty tough for us to get to the middle, and, like it always is against them.
So you're saying that it's a harder play against a defender in lacrosse when he just kind of uses his body rather than his stick to try to abuse you?
Yeah, kind of like how RD plays. You know, they don't kind of go out there and goon guys up. They don't play defense and play a lot with their feet and push you down to sides and push you into help is kind of the tougher way to play. And, you know, when guys are playing like that, it's, like I said, it's a little harder to play against.
Mark Matthews, leading scorer for the Rush, joins us. They're 8-0, looking to go 9-0. Mark, in practice, I know Jared Davis was telling us you guys have some pretty healthy competitions, offense against defense, and it's pretty frustrating at times when they shut you down. When you go up against a guy like Mitski or Rubish in practice, how hard do you go up against them, and how much better have they made you as a player because of that?
I mean, we go as hard as we possibly, you know, as you can in practice. You're not trying to hurt anyone or, you know, go too hard and, you know, hurt yourself, but. You know, when you go against those guys in practice, not even those two, you know, Dilksy and Billick and Johnny Laff, those other, you know, those right shots that come over and play some D on our lefties, it, you know, it makes us a great, you know, a lot better as a team and a lot better as a left side with guys like that playing against you each and every week. And, you know, myself, it's, you know, I think it's made me a lot better player realizing, you know, kind of where, you know, my boundaries on the floor and kind of when I can do certain things against, you know, players just as their caliber, you know, even better.
Jared Davis admitted that earlier in this year, a few times the offense got a little frustrated because the defense would stop you guys and they'd start hooting and hollering as kind of a competition. Do you notice, not that the blood boils, of course, but do you notice that competition heightens with you in practice, and is that a good thing and allows you to play better?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they sometimes I think they just play the play that we're running, but sometimes obviously they're, you know, they're great players and shows with, you know, our goals against, but we battle with them every practice, and, you know, sometimes it's real, you know, real frustrating when you can't even get a shot away on a 5-on-5 or, you know, sometimes even a 5-on-4, but, you know, and all said and done, you know, they're great defense, and, you know, they're making us a lot better each and every week as well.
And the reason I ask that, Mark, is that, you know, the whole practice how you play analogy is that, you know, if you guys are practicing that hard against one another, likely when you get into the game, you'll be used to that situation, and if you've been frustrated in practice but then still get success, you'll be able to kind of copy that in a game and not lose your marbles and start making ill-advised low-percentage shots.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, they're, you know, the competition with them is nice, and I know they're not, you know, going as hard as they can because I've seen them, you know, obviously you watch them in the game and they're going as hard as they can, but, you know, I feel really bad for any left-handed player that's, you know, playing against our team, even a righty for sure, but more so the lefties and, you know, some of those ball carriers that aren't, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately, as big as I am, which can kind of push, you know, don't get pushed around as much by Rubish and Mitski in practice. But, you know, those smaller lefties that, you know, don't do so well against our defense, you know, I feel terrible for them.
Mark Matthews joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show. Mark, you know, I've lived in Edmonton a long time, and the Rush have been here for a number of years. And I don't remember the last, I don't ever really remember this much kind of noise and a momentum going about the Rush. People are talking about, my buddies are asking about the team. Do you get the same sense when you're walking around town?
I mean, we don't really walk around all that much, and, you know, you don't get, you kind of get noticed sometimes, but kind of cool when, you know, people, you know, wherever you are in a, you know, in a restaurant or something, say, you know, keep going this year, or when you're in schools and stuff, and kind of people know who you are. But, like, not like, you know, we're on, you know, the Oilers or anything where you can't really go anywhere without people knowing who you are, but at the same time, it's still kind of cool when people notice who you are and notice what, you know, what we're doing for the city of Edmonton.
Well, Mark, continued success. One final one for Jeremy Thompson. Man, that guy's, his motor never quits on the floor, and I know he's rather yappy. Does he like to fun chirp his own teammates in practice? Like, do you guys have fun verbal sparring matches when you go offense against defense and he's on the floor?
No, I don't even see, you know, where people think that he's, you know, he runs his mouth a lot. It's just, I don't think people like him too much, you know, after the game there again against Toronto. Someone's coming after him, and I was actually walking beside him for that whole thing there, and he actually didn't say anything. I don't really understand where the hatred comes for him. He's, you know, he's a nice guy, and, you know, on the floor in practice, he's joking with you, and, you know, there's never a, you know, a verbal, you know, match with him or anything. He's, you know, pretty quiet, keeps to himself for the most part, and during the game, he just, you know, lets his motions go. And I know, like I said, I don't understand where the people are coming from that, you know, they start attacking him after the game and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it's their opinion, I guess.
But that's a good thing to have. When you have guys in your team that get the opposition rattled, you know you're winning. And that's a good thing
absolutely.
To have.
Yeah, it's nice knowing that, you know, when we win a game like that and hard-fought game against a great team in Toronto, and then, you know, after the game that they're, you know, doing stuff like that, it, you know, it really tells that, you know, they were frustrated and that, you know, that we kind of got them, you know, two wins kind of that night, that we, you know, beat them on the scoreboard and then, you know, have to beat them like that.
Well, Mark, continued success. Good luck going for 9 straight.
Thank you very much.